Hi again, everybody. This is Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Bears Update as we take a look at day four of the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. A lot of defensive linemen, cornerbacks, and safeties. And in that back four, the safety position not highly regarded in quality nor in depth and volume of participants. However, two safeties do stick out and could warrant high draft picks. Landon Collins, the outstanding strong safety at Alabama, and free safety Cody Pruitt at Ole Miss, a 6'2", 212-pounder, a very impressive speaker. He and Collins are two of the top safeties.
I mean, every day I practice, I ball. Every day, you know, you got to ask my coaching staff at Alabama. I mean, then I came out and I brought it to the field, and I played my heart out. And they're going to get that the same thing, you know, the same thing when I get in the NFL. So, I mean, being that talk in the top 10, man, is excellent. I'm humbled by it, so definitely.
I'm thankful to be here, and I'm going to be doing this week. I'm going to be, you know, working out and competing to, you know, try to further, I guess, my pick status. But, and you know, at the end of the day, I'm just here to do the best that I can do. And hopefully there's going to be a coach or a team out there that likes what I do, and they want to, you know, reward me with a higher pick for that.
On to the front seven, which is really regarded as the deepest part of this draft on the defensive side of the ball. And you look at some of these outside linebackers, pass rushers, nose tackles, and defensive tackles in a 4-3. These guys feel, some of them anyway, that they should be the number one pick at their position. And certainly many of them are considered top 10 consensus picks.
I think some people think it starts with the quarterback. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and disagree with it. But I understand, you know, where the game's headed. I understand there's a lot of passing going on. I understand you need somebody that can throw the ball. You need somebody that can block for them, so you need a left tackle. And you also need somebody that can go after, so you need a defensive end that can rush the passer. So I understand that aspect of the game, and I'm glad that I'm in a position where, you know, possibly could get taken early due to the fact that I'm pretty decent at pass rushing.
Well, personally, I feel like I bring, you know, everything you need as a defender to the table. I play with a lot of passion and a lot of energy, and just I'm really physical. I've shown that I can make plays in the open field, that I can drop into coverage. Throughout my career, my coach has moved me all around the defense. I played over three techniques and beat guards. I've stood up and rushed from the middle. I've dropped into coverage and came back and covered guys coming out the backfield. And I've just displayed my speed consistently and what I can do as I feel like as a 4-3 defensive end and an outside linebacker.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Just training over in the Pac-12, you know, going against these teams, we have to be prepared for anything, and so I feel confident with my preparation going into the league.
And just throwing some math at you in terms of the 40-yard dash at some of the skill positions, a great day for Philip Dorsett, the receiver out of Miami, a 4-3, 340. And then you look at the quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota, a 4-5, 240, and Jameis Winston, 4-9, 840. Then you look at some of the weightlifting that will be going on over the course of the week. Is there anybody among those big guys on the offensive or defensive line that will shatter the record of Chicago Bears defensive tackle and now free agent Stephen Pius, 49 reps. That'll do it here from the Combine. Thanks for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.